Good morning, NCAE.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Can we try that one more time? Good morning, NCAE.
Good morning. Like the students in the classes they all teach, some of the teachers got off to a bit of a slow start at this morning's NCAE convention. Normally a fairly mundane affair, the convention has taken on a new urgency, as expressed by President Sherry Strickland.
Because today, in addition to the continued economic crisis, we are also dealing with an all-out assault on our profession and on our schools.
That may sound a little hyperbolic, but many cable show pundits are turning their talons on public school teachers.
Teachers just don't get paid nearly as much as people on Wall Street do. That's not
nor with all due respect to teachers do they work as much. They have the summers off.
The NCAE represents about 60,000 current and retired teachers and educators. They're not a union, and they have no collective bargaining rights in North Carolina, and their membership is less than half of the 140,000 or so public school teachers in the state. Tens of thousands of those jobs may be in jeopardy, and layoffs are almost certain for some support personnel and teacher assistants. That has some educators more than a little angry.
We're taxpayers, too, and I tell you, Madam President and Vice President, don't say education without the word public in front of it.
I am Sandra Hatley, and I teach in Morganton, Burke County. Never before have such deep cuts been proposed. Never before have we had to deal with people who have such anti-public education being in control.
Hatley has been an elementary school special education teacher for 42 years. After firing up her colleagues during the morning meeting, she led them outside to the streets.
No more cuts! No more cuts! No more cuts!
More than 1,000 teachers marched, holding signs that said, among other things, "If you can read this, thank a teacher." The march ended after just one city block, but the enthusiasm didn't die down when they returned to the convention center. Donovan Harbison's in the crowd. He's not wearing a red T-shirt with the motto "Unite, Organize, Empower" on the front like hundreds of others. He's a junior at NC Central and just wants to teach math when he graduates. He says older teachers say the job is not the same as it once was.
You know, they always make a joke, you know, stay away, stay away. But, you know, I think what they really want us to do is really reconsider this job, because this job isn't just something, a fly-by-night thing. If you're going to be in it, you need to be in it for the long haul.
Many teachers may find that long haul over before they're ready for it to be. And the NCAE is, right now, the main way they're fighting back. The teachers group has long been one of the more powerful voting blocs in the state. The NCAE has traditionally endorsed Democratic candidates. And some see the Republican leadership's potential education cuts as punishing political foes. Trip Jeffers is an NCAE member and captured the political emotion of the event.
We care not whether one has a D or an I or an R or a T beside their name, because whether they are Democrat, Independent, Republican, or Tea Party, it all spells dirt if they don't support public education.
The NCAE convention ends tomorrow, and the teachers will return to their homes in Morganton and Halifax County and everywhere else. The legislators, meanwhile, will continue to argue over a budget that could result in a very different NCAE and a very different school system next year. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.